This is week two of our Journey with Jesus podcast. Today, we'll be taking some time for gospel contemplation and imaginative prayer in Mark chapter 7. Gospel contemplation is a way of praying with the scripture and encountering God there, being with Jesus in these verses and in these scenes, and seeing what he might have for you as you meet with him in this time of prayer. So before we begin with the passage for today, take a moment and allow yourself to settle. Allow your thoughts to calm down from the day, and take a moment to turn your attention toward God, who is here with you in this moment, as you pause to meet with him in prayer. To set the scene for us today, I'll be reading from Mark 7, verses 1 through 8, and 14 to 23. Take a moment, and if it's comfortable, you can close your eyes and imagine yourself in this scene as I read it. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were defiled. That is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human tradition.'" Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them." After he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. "Are you so dull?" he asked. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them? For it doesn't go into their heart, but into their stomach and then out of the body." In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean. He went on, "What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person." Now take a moment and in your mind, imagine yourself there in the scene. Where do you think you might be? Are you sitting with the disciples at the table eating? Are you there in the crowd or with the Pharisees asking questions? Notice as Jesus is telling them that they honor God with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. He's saying that they've let go of the commands of God and are holding only to human traditions. How does that settle in your heart? How do those words reach you where you are today? Now in your mind, imagine yourself getting up with the disciples and Jesus to go into the house. As they go inside and sit down, Jesus explains to them that what comes into them from the outside, what they eat, what goes into their physical body, is not what makes them unclean. He explains that it's from within them, from out of their heart, where evil things and thoughts come. How do you think this might land with them? That outward actions aren't all that matter, but there's something deep within. There's a deep need that they have. Now take a moment with that for yourself. What's going on inside your heart today? What thoughts are stirring? What struggles come to mind? Ask the Holy Spirit if there's any place within you where He wants to give you greater freedom, where He might want you to feel His forgiveness. Jesus came not just to make us act better, not to give us rules so that we would look good on the outside, but to offer full forgiveness, to wash us clean from the inside out, which is something only He can do. What would you like to express to Jesus today? Is there anything you would like to confess or share with Him and ask for forgiveness? Is there any place where you would like Him to hold your heart or maybe bring some healing and love? May you go into the rest of your day in the knowledge of Jesus' deep love for you and the freedom that comes through the forgiveness that only He can bring. May you live loved and offer love to others. Amen.